In Bath a wanton wife did dwell, as Chaucer he did write, who did in pleasure spend her days in many a fond delight. Upon a time so sick she was, and at the length did die, her soul came to Elysium's gate, and knocked most mightily. When Adam come unto the gate, who knocketh there, quoth he,
I am the wife of Bath, she said, and fain would come to thee.
Thou art a sinner, Adam said, and here no place shall have.
Alas for you, good sir, she said, now gip you doting knave. I will come in spite, she said, of all such churls as thee. Thou art the causer of our woe, our pain and misery. You first broke the commandment to pleasure thine own wife.
When Adam heard her tell this tale, me ran away for life. Then down came Jacob to the gate and bid her pack to hell.
Thou false deceiver, why, quoth she, thou shouldst be there rest well. For thou deceivest thy father dear, and thine own brother too.
Away went Jacob presently, and made no more ado. She knocks again with might and main, and Lot he chides her straight.
Why then, quoth she, thou drunken ass, who bids thee here to wait? With thy two daughters thou didst lie, on them two bastards got.
And thus most tauntingly she chast against poor silly Lot.
Who knocketh there, quoth Judith then, with such shrill sounding notes? Alas, fine minx, we come not here, quoth she, for cutting throats.
Good lack, how Judah blushed for shame when he heard her say so. King David, hearing her say that, he to the gate did go. Quoth he, who knocks there so loud, and maketh all this strife?
Yon were more kind, good sir, she said, unto Uriah's wife. And when thou causest thy servants in battle to be slain, thou causest them more strife than I, who would come in so fain.
The woman's mad, said Solomon, that thus doth taunt a king.
Not half so bad as you, she said, I know in many a thing. Thou hadst 700 wives at once, for whom thou didst provide. For all this 300 whores thou didst maintain beside. And those made thee forget thy God, and worship stocks and stones. Besides the charge they put thee to, in breeding of young bones. Hadst thou not been out of thy wits, thou wouldst not have ventured. And therefore I do marvel much, how you this place have entered.
I never heard, quoth Jonas then, so vile a scold as this.
Thou art not without faults, quoth she, thou hast likewise done amiss.
I think, quoth Thomas, women's tongues of aspen leaves are made.
Thou unbelieving saint, quoth she, all is not true that's said.
When Mary Magdalene heard this, she came unto the gate.
Says she, good woman, you must think upon your former state. No sinner enters in this place, quoth Mary Magdalene. 'Tis well for you, then, fair mistress, she answered her again. You, for your honesty, quoth she, should once been stoned to death, had not our Savior Christ come by and writ it on the earth. It was your occupation, you are become divine. I hope my soul in Christ's passion shall be as safe as thine.
Then rose up the good apostle Paul, unto this wife he said, except thou shake thy sins away, thou here shalt be denied.
Remember, Paul, what thou hast done all through a wild desire, how thou didst persecute the church with wrath as hot as fire.
Then up rose Peter at the last, and to the gate he hies. Sinner, quoth he, knock not so fast, thou weariest us with cries.
Peter, quoth she, content thyself, for mercy may be won. I never did deny the faith, as thou thyself hast done.
When as our Savior then heard this with heavenly angels bright, he comes unto this sinful soul who trembles at the sight. Of him for mercy she did crave, quoth he, thou hast refused. My proffered grace and mercy both, and much my name abused.
Sore have I sinned, O Lord, said she, and spent my time in vain. But bring me like a wandering sheep unto thy flock again. O Lord, my God, I will forsake my former wicked vice. The thief, when he hath said these words, passed into paradise.
My laws and my commandments, saith Christ, were known to thee, but of the same no notice took, as I did plainly see.
Do thou forgive me now, quoth she, most lewdly I did live, but yet the loving Father did his wicked son forgive.
I will forgive thy soul, said he, for thy repenting cry, so come enter into my rest, for I'll not thee deny.